any subject in Scripture, which we do. We regularly tackle one subject after another. We're not going to do it using our 10 favorite verses. We're not going to go to the internet and say 10 verses.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, a Christian's behavior should reflect Christ within. Part 2. My text is Colossians 3, 1 and 2, which states, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians, 3rd chapter, 12th verse states, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, putting on the virtues of Christ. Paul calls the Colossians to a holy lifestyle consistent with their new identity. Believers have been chosen by God to stand before him as his beloved holy ones. They are to live up to what they are in Christ. Verse 13 states, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Bearing with one another, tolerance is a virtue within the Christian community. Although Paul clearly does not want the Colossians to tolerate the false teaching. Forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you. When wronged and betrayed, Christians are called to forgive others, even as they have been forgiven for their betrayal of Christ. Verses 14 and 15 state, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Above all else, Christians are called on to love one another. Binds together may suggest that love unites all the virtues. We must let the peace of God take over our hearts and always be thankful. Verse 16 states, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The word of Christ probably refers to the teaching about Christ as well as the words of Christ himself, which were put on the oral traditions passed on to believers in the early years after Christ ascended to heaven, before the Gospels had been written. Psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms is one means of teaching and admonishing. Corporate worship has a teaching function through the lyrics of its songs. This was particularly important in the oral culture of Paul's day. Verse 17 states, and whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. In the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father. The centrality of Christ does not diminish the Father, but brings him glory. We must not only do no hurt to any, but do what good we can to all. Those who are the elect of God, holy and beloved, ought to be lowly and compassionate to us all. While in this world, excuse me, where there is so much corruption in our hearts, quarrels will sometimes arise. But it is our duty to forgive one another, imitating the forgiveness to which we are saved. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. It is of this working in all who are his. Thanksgiving to God helps to make us agreeable to all men. The gospel is the word of Christ. Many have the word, but it dwells in them poorly. It has no power over them. The soul prospers when we are full of the scriptures and of the grace of Christ. But when we sing psalms, we must be affected with what we sing. Whatever we are employed about, let us do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, and in believing dependence on him. Those who do all in Christ's name will always be giving thanksgiving to God the Father. Jesus was mocked, spit upon. A crown of thorns was put on his head, and he was nailed to the cross. He stayed on the cross until darkness covered the face of the earth. He died so that everyone would have a chance for eternal life. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead. He says to all, whosoever will, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. FDA proposes putting nutrition info on the front of food packages. By Berkeley Lovelace Jr. and Marina Kauf, January 14, 2025. FDA officials said the label it landed on was backed by science, including a body of research, consumer focus groups, and an agency-led study of nearly 10,000 adults that looked at how people responded to several possible designs. Saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar were chosen as the three nutrients because research shows they are leading contributors to chronic disease, including cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, Buckner said. I think people want to know this information to help them make good decisions, says Dr. Yian Gu, a nutrition epidemiologist at the Columbia University Medical Center in New York City. The extra information won't do much good if people aren't aware of how certain nutrients, such as saturated fat, can affect their health, Gu said, adding that more work needs to be done on educating people about their nutrition. The FDA proposed the labels amid high rates of diet-related chronic diseases, such as type 2 diabetes and heart disease in the United States. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, accounting for one in every five deaths. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 10 people have diabetes, mostly type 2 diabetes, and about 2 in 5 adults have obesity, the CDC says. These diseases are not coming from nowhere, Gu said. If people are not aware of the science behind all of this nutrition, they will not pay attention to it. The front of the package labels won't go into effect immediately, according to the FDA. The proposal includes a 120-day comment period, after which the agency may make additional changes to the proposal or finalize the new rule. Large food manufacturers would have 3 years after the rule is finalized to make the changes to most of their products, the agency said. Smaller manufacturers would get an additional year to implement the changes. While it's not the FDA's intention, Buckner said, the new food labels could lead food manufacturers to reformulate their products so they could move to the low or medium categories. The Consumer Brands Association, an industry trade group, has opposed the mandatory labeling, saying the FDA is considering schemes and arbitrary scales and symbols that could cause confusion among consumers. Sarah Gallo, Senior Vice President of Products Policy at the Consumer Brands Association, said in a statement that the group has instead pushed the FDA to collaborate on industry-led initiatives, including Facts Up Front, which allows food manufacturers to voluntarily summarize important nutrition information, such as calories, saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars, on the front of packaging. The industry has also introduced Smart Label, which allows consumers to access detailed nutritional information via QR codes, Gallo said. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is God is Just. There is concern for justice in our world today. However, to achieve justice for the world, we must better understand how God views it. God is merciful, but Scripture also tells us that he is a just God who will judge injustice and wrongs. God sees the hearts and minds of men and will judge all men. Nelson Mandela was the first black president of South Africa, elected after spending 27 years in prison for his anti-apartheid work. God took Mandela from prison to president, and in 1993, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. His story reminds me of 1 Peter 2:23, which says, "He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly." As you can see through Mandela's 27 years in prison, life is not fair. We probably learned that first when we didn't get the larger half of the donut, or when one of our siblings got to go somewhere special while we were at school. As we got older, we might have learned about the lack of fairness a little more harshly, perhaps through wrongful accusations, denied promotions, or unmet expectations. It is easy to be disappointed with the unfairness of life. When wrongfully accused or misunderstood, it's hard not to take it to heart, and we usually want to defend our reputation. However, when faced with these situations, we can rest in the knowledge that God is just. He will judge everyone fairly. Hebrews 10:30 says, "For we know him who said, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' and again, 'The Lord will judge his people.'" Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Stay encouraged, my friends, and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
I I've been waiting for breakthrough.